I was in the newspaper business, I went on to the Soviet Union, and it was not a tax junket trip. It was a working deal, and I was we traveled over 12,000 miles and into various areas of the Soviet. And before going, I had two of the reporters in the news department by formula to go down the telephone directory. And every fifth or tenth person, whatever the formula was, to ask this question. If you had an opportunity to ask one question in the Soviet Union, what question would that be? So their questions constituted my questions. Amazingly enough, most of the questions were of a spiritual nature. And as I tried to capsule what I had seen and sensed, let me say, very few people had then been to the Soviet Union, only 15,000 since World War II. Now, that 15,000 sounds like a lot of people, but it's not when you consider our population. So people were extremely curious about the Soviet, as I was. And I came back with this primary question that had been posed by what I'd seen. Does Jesus Christ mean everything or something less? And you don't find, you did not find at that time, nominal Christians as you do in the South. Well, you know, in the South, they knock your block off it. The idea is that you're not a Christian. Because it must be a Christian because your grandfather went to that same church, that kind of thing. You don't find that in the Soviet Union, because there they would penalize unbelieving relatives for the Christian faith or the Jewish faith that they did not share. Now, that's an awful price to pay. If I want a faith and I want to pay the price, that's one thing. But to have an unbelieving son, daughter, or spouse, or parent pay the price for my faith that they do not share was to me shocking. So I asked myself that question, does Jesus Christ mean everything or something less? Now, I had been converted several years before. But I had never answered that question. Did he mean everything? And they say that when you're preoccupied with a question, you can't run a business. Well, I was CEO of a morning, evening, and Sunday newspaper. We had, at that time, three union negotiations going on. I was preoccupied with that one question. Does Jesus Christ mean everything or something less? During the 90 days, it took me to answer that question, and it did take 90 days. We had just bought a home that was 2 years old and remodeled it for 6 months, so obviously we were not planning on leaving. We made more money in those 90 days than we'd ever made in any other 90 days, despite the fact I was preoccupied with that single question. And one day I said, everything. And then I realized why it had taken 90 days, because there was a sequel question that instantly came. Well, if I mean everything, don't I have a right to tell you what to do? And 15 minutes later, I submitted my resignation.
You were in Kingsport at that time?
Yes, I was CEO of the newspaper, sir. Mm-hmm. You don't get a deal with a union if they know you're leaving. So it was not publicly announced, and you don't go to seminary the next day because seminaries don't work that way, and they don't start the next day. But in any event, it was, I don't remember the exact day, but it was a December day, I remember, and I actually left the following June, but we made it public in April, if I recall. But in any event, that basic question, does Jesus Christ mean everything or something less, still is to me the most important question, because tendency, particularly in the South, also in parts of the Midwest, to find a place for Jesus Christ, and a place for the children, and a place for education, and a place for socializing, and what have you, and everything has its place. But they never answer the question, does Jesus Christ mean everything? And the last thing